Algonquin Books and Workman Audio present Made in China, A Prisoner, An SOS Letter, and The Hidden Cost of America's Cheap Goods by Amelia Pang. Read by Nancy Wu. Prologue. A Message from the Graveyard. It was a slow Sunday afternoon in October 2012. And Julie Keith was thinking of going to the store to buy decorations. Her daughter, Katie, was turning 5, and they were getting ready for the birthday party next weekend. Katie had asked for a Halloween-themed celebration. They already had some decorations, although Julie could not remember what exactly. She made her way outside to the storage shed to sort through what was there. She was a 42-year-old mother of 2, of average height, with brown eyes and straight, golden-brown hair. Her 3-bedroom house sat at the end of a quiet cul-de-sac in Damascus, Oregon, a suburb of Portland. She opened the shed, filled with the detritus of suburban life, suitcases, pool toys, Christmas lights. Inside, nestled on a corner shelf, was something that she had forgotten was there. Decorative gravestones. A relative, who had purchased the package on clearance from Kmart a few days after Halloween in 2010, had passed it on to her. Julie brushed off the dust and read the words on the unopened package. Totally Ghoul. Richly detailed graveyard kit has authentic look, weight, and feel. The product included 4 headstones, a bloody cloth, and black velvet roses. It was perfect for not only Katie's party, but also Halloween. Julie lived in an upper-middle-class neighborhood that attracted hundreds of trick-or-treaters, and her front yard, with its big slope, was a fine spot for a fake graveyard. She carried all her Halloween decorations back inside the house. As the rays of late afternoon sun scattered through the living room skylights, Julie and Katie sat in the entryway, tearing open dusty cellophane. Julie pulled out the foam headstones. She did not notice that a piece of onion skin paper, folded in eighths, had drifted out of the box. It landed on the floor with the packaging waste. Julie had grown up in Oregon City, a rural community that was once the final destination of the Oregon Trail. During her childhood in the 1970s, it was still small, with less than 15,000 souls. Her father repaired and sold fire extinguishers. Her mother taught ballet from their basement. They owned 1 acre adjacent to a pasture filled with hay bales, where Julie would chase her friends. In high school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?